Hi, this is Eileen Balinski, senior editor at Living on Earth. And Mark Lender, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about your experience with elephant seals. So what made you go to the Channel Islands in the first place?
Well, San Miguel in particular is a very remote location. It's the outermost of the Channel Islands. And it was an opportunity to see elephant seals pretty much free of human interference and disturbance in a rather pristine state, and perhaps something closer to what life might have been like for them before human contact.
What does San Miguel look like?
It's an almost prehistoric kind of place. On the way down to Kyler Harbor, where the elephant seals have their colony, you pass through these forests of coreopsis. Usually this is a small plant, and these things are the size of small trees, and they're covered with yellow flowers. If a Tyrannosaurus came charging out of the woods, you would be terrified, but not very surprised.
You actually saw an elephant seal combat scene. What was that like?
Yes, it was really something. We were right in the middle of the colony, and it's a formidable place to be standing. You really have to keep your wits about you. Brent Stewart was a well-known elephant seal researcher who I was with. Just about the first thing he said to me was that the first thing he does is look for an escape route. You really don't want one of these big guys mad at you. Fortunately, they were only mad at each other. That's not that unusual, but in part because this was end of the season, and just by luck and circumstance, we saw an old bull deposed by a younger bull. Usually when the animals fight, they don't do each other much harm, but in this kind of a contest where a beachmaster, a ruler of the harem, is deposed, that's a different story. And the fight goes on for a long time. A lot of damage is done, and it's very wearing to the animals. For this bull, this was his last fight and the last fight of his life. He would, from there, go to sea and never come back. That would be the end of him. I saw the changing of the guard. It was quite moving.
Can anyone go see the breeding of the elephant seals?
No, you really can't. The National Park Service was kind enough to let me go out to do the research for this story, and I was able to spend the day there. You really don't want to disturb them during breeding season. It's just too important. And that colony is the seminal colony. It's from here. Probably all the other colonies on the California coast are pretty much populated. However, if people want to visit the Channel Islands, they can at other times of year, and you can see elephant seals on the California coast at several locations.
Okay, Mark Seth Lender, thank you very much.
Thank you.